Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
And we go now to Lahore, Pakistan. It's a current home of two punk rock metalheads, but their story actually starts in Boston, where the bandmates met in high school. The World's Marco Werman introduces us to the Kaminas.
The Muslim rock band The Kaminas is hardcore, not just in terms of how loud and aggressive their music is. It's also about how in-your-face they can be. Take their debut CD, Wild Nights in Guantanamo Bay. On the cover is a picture of a slim woman in a burqa. Aside for the part covering her face, it's mostly fallen off her body. Beneath her burqa, she's got on a tight tank top with zebra stripes. The Kaminas like to shake things up, as you'll hear on this track, Sharia Law in the USA.
That song specifically, I think once got us labeled like a jihadi rap group from Boston and some like conservative blog or something like that.
I am the Antichrist, most crazy, make most wanted list, but
the Kaminas are from Boston, the sons of Pakistani immigrants, but they're not rap, and band member Shah Jahan Khan doesn't profess to know what the blogger even meant when they called the band jihadi rappers. Khan and fellow Kamina Basim Usmani say their songs are driven by really just one idea, sarcasm.
On September 12th, for example, I was walking down the hallway of my high school, and some kid turned to me and he goes, "What did your people do?" And I'm like, "You mean my people from Cambridge, Massachusetts, or my people from Boston, or, you know, because my people aren't really from Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan, you know?" But at the same time, you know, can I blame him for that? I don't think so, because, you know, he was... Yeah. There's probably things about him that I don't know, you know, his background. So I think you have to be forgiving, angry at the right times, but you just have to be extremely sarcastic.
And angry at the right people.
And that's a growing group of subjects, from fundamentalist imams to George W. Bush, from Walmart to Al-Qaeda. Khan and Usmani got motivated to start a band after they read a novel in high school called Taqwa Course. It's by a white American convert to Islam named Michael Muhammad Knight. Taqwa is an Arabic word that means both love of and fear of Allah. Michael Muhammad Knight attracted a lot of attention with Taqwa Course by comparing the Prophet Muhammad to a punk rocker.
And that's kind of how the band started. We were like, you know, what if we really did form kind of a Muslim punk
We brought
type
fiction
experiment.
Into reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, reading Clockwork Orange or something. You see a lot of punk kids that read these books and then they just want to bring those characters into real life.
Yeah.
And that's
I mean, we want to make kind of our own.
Yeah, Taqwa Course is like
punk house.
Our Clockwork Orange in a lot of ways. It's about these Muslim kids that like cause trouble. They like have jokes, pranks, they hold houses, they drink, they party, they have sex. They do all the American rites of passage.
But in the middle of a big party, they'll get together and pray together and talk about, you know, what the Quran means.
Shah Jahan Khan and Basim Usmani are now producing their Muslim metal music, where you might not expect to hear a lot of it, Pakistan.
I remember being at a party last year and some kid coming up to me being like, "Do you know Lamb of God?" And so I was just really, I was surprised that there's such a thriving, like there's a lot of metalheads in Pakistan, like I had no idea.
Basim Usmani set up shop as a journalist in Lahore last year. He coaxed Shah Jahan Khan to come too for a few months. Now they're both there, trying to figure out where to take their music next. It's not Khan's first time in Pakistan, but it is his first time there on a musical mission and not staying with his family.
When I was there last, I definitely didn't play a lot of music because I hadn't brought my guitar. I hadn't, you know, I had my cousin's little like pretend guitar, which destroyed my hand. But going for yourself, really, and not going to be sort of a guest of your family, because when I'm over there, you know, contrary to what you might see on Fox News, like life is pretty good. When you're with your family, you know, you've got like servants and drivers and stuff. And so anything you need is just there. You know, if you want like a fried egg at like 4 o'clock in the morning, you can get it.
By the way, the name Kaminas means the bastards. That too is sarcastic. Shah Jahan Khan and Basim Usmani are about the nicest guys you'd ever want to hang out with. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
We're online at theworld.org from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World.